Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with the other host in the world that's my mom.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. My house is decorated.
My office is decorated.
We put our lights up, our Christmas lights up, and they were twinkling for Halloween.
Yeah, you put your lights up on Halloween. I waited till the day after.
Well, we didn't know when we'd have time again, so.
That's true. But Halloween is over. In the Ballinger family, we celebrate Christmas the day after Halloween. My mom celebrated it on.
But what? We didn't turn the lights on at the house for real until last night.
Really? You sent me a picture of them on Halloween.
Well, because we looked and we put them on. English words hard. Just for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then we turned them off. And so we waited till last night and we turned them on.
Okay.
All right. It's grand and glorious.
Well, also happy American Football Day.
Hoo-yah.
I'm watching it in the background as I do this podcast because we podcast on Sunday. Oh, no. The Saints are beating the Rams. And then also happy National Donut Appreciation Day.
I love me a good donut.
I don't care that much about donuts.
It's just once in a while.
Every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I don't want them as a regular thing.
What's that? Oh, can I say
what
a brand?
Yeah,
Krispy Kreme when they're hot out of the oven.
Oh, that's delicious.
Please. They melt in your mouth.
But
and all the way down to your hips.
I always just want one bite and then I'm done. Except the vegan ones I found at Whole Foods. I eat those whole things and I could eat a second one.
Really?
And I think it's just because since I became vegan, I cut down on sweets and like desserts are hard to find. So when I do find one, I'm like, I need to eat all of this. I think that's what happened to me. But happy Donut Appreciation Day. So for news, the dude that organized TanaCon, remember TanaCon?
Yes, I do.
Michael West, his company, Good Times Entertainment, filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
And he is still claiming that he isn't in charge of refunds and people need to go to the ticketing company. But the ticketing company made him sign a thing that they would not do refunds. So he is in charge of...
So all these people are out money?
Yeah.
Oh, this is not
They're
good.
Never going to... They never were going to get paid. Everyone was like, well, the chain did a documentary. I'm like, that did nothing. Yes, it was very entertaining to watch. Again, Shane's documentaries are for entertainment purposes.
Right.
Which people still... He is not an investigative journalist. He is not the law.
No.
He is just creating videos for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess refunds still haven't happened.
Hmm.
And this guy filed for bankruptcy, and he's not really planning on giving anyone their money back. He also says his documentary is coming out soon.
Oh.
And that will show his truthful side, not Shane's side or Tana's side.
Oh.
His truthful side.
Okay.
Unedited. But you have to edit it. It's a documentary.
Yeah.
So it's impossible for it to be unedited. If you put it together, it's...
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, I thought we were done talking about TanaCon.
I guess not. It just...
That one
gift
just
that keeps on giving.
Yeah, and I didn't see anyone report on it, so I think everyone's just like, dude, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done. Like, Tana, we've all moved past it.
Yeah.
It's done. Tana has clearly gotten over it. And I don't think she plans on doing another TanaCon. So Twitter has removed 10,000 bot accounts discouraging Democrats from voting in the midterm elections.
I read that.
So I already voted. Mm-hmm. I did a mail-in vote. You can today and tomorrow are the last voting days.
That's right.
So voting ends November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Vote. Midterm elections.
Oh, I had a today and tomorrow. So is that Sunday, Monday? Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday. There we go. Okay.
Yeah. I know.
What
it's very
on my calendar. In front
Why
of me.
Would you have a calendar in front of you?
Well, I don't know, because we're talking about we're things.
We're right in the middle of your living room.
I have my phone. Apparently, there's a calendar on it.
You have less and less on your tray every time.
I have nothing but the scents we're going to talk about.
Yes. We have an ad later. We'll talk about that later. You get so scared whenever we have a brand deal that you're going to say something wrong. Like, you stared at me like, am I allowed to say that there are perfumes? We'll talk about this later. Anyway, voting ends on Tuesday, so get out and vote if you can. Also, if, for those of you who don't know, midterm elections, people didn't know what people were voting for because we're not voting for the president mm-hmm. right now. The president gets voted for every 4 years.
Right.
So every 2 years, we vote for things like there's different props that go around. Like right now, one of the things, I'll do a non-controversial prop that went around California. One of the things you voted on is to get rid of daylight savings.
Oh, everything can be controversial, Rachel.
Well, this is the least controversial prop yes. that was in there. All the Democrats and Republicans were on the same thing to get rid of daylight savings.
Do you like that?
Yes. Because daylight savings just happened last night. I'm thankful for the extra hour.
Did we end daylight savings or do we begin daylight savings? It just ended.
We ended daylight savings. So I'm thankful for the extra hour of sleep I got, but I still hate you.
And it wreaks havoc on people who are working, have to get up early.
Yes.
Or people with children. It is so hard for children
also,
and pets.
I was telling Matt this morning. Yeah. I was like, Blaise doesn't know that our whole days just got shifted by an hour.
So your dinner's an hour later. What the heck?
And it's so confusing. So anyway, that was the only thing that things were saying both Democrats and Republicans were agreeing on is if in California to get rid of daylight savings. So we're voting on little things. We're also voting for like governors and mm-hmm. If judges are allowed to stay in the cycle that they're in, like you vote judges in and out every like it's we're voting for a lot of littler things instead
but
of just the president.
Yeah,
but they're still
up.
Important because this little person you put in votes for something bigger that votes for something bigger that votes for something bigger. Like it's all it's supposed to be
building blocks.
A building block, yeah.
And if you're not old enough to vote, I still encourage you youngsters to ask your parents, to ask around people that you respect their opinions of, to find out what is being voted on so that you can be prepared for in the years to come for how you want to vote.
Yes.
And how to research things to find an intelligent conclusion in your mind.
Voting smart, voting informed. Yes. This was the first year I voted informed. Like, mm-hmm. I voted against Trump in the in that election, but I didn't really, study anything else. Mm-hmm. So I went into the voting booth being like, wait, what am I doing?
Right.
And so this time I did a mail-in vote, so I got to, Google and research. And,
yes.
And that really helped me, I think.
Definitely.
So vote. I know you've heard that. You're all sick of hearing it.
Vote.
I do feel bad for the people that aren't in America that are like, okay, we get it. You guys have an election coming up. Good. I'm glad we've discussed it enough to piss you off. I read that an island off the coast of Japan disappeared.
Right?
Without anyone realizing it.
Right?
And now they're sending out a search party to find it.
If my island's off Santa Barbara disappeared, I think I would know.
Well, it was such a small island. Yeah. It was an uninhabited island. But I'm like, how does an island, one, disappear? And two, how are you sending out a search party for it? I tried to read
island,
on it.
Where are you?
I just don't understand. Is it just because the tides rose?
I think they had a typhoon or a storm or something.
And it just took it away?
In time. I mean, when it... It's just sand.
How did no one notice?
That's what I want to know. We have a little island. I'd notice if it was gone.
It's not little.
Anacapa, the little tiny little...
They don't know what you're talking about. Okay. It's pretty visible and people do go there. It's not that tiny. JoJo came out with a new song.
Yeah,
DREAM. Dream. I thought it was a bop.
I watched it.
I love JoJo's songs because they're all just uplifting and encouraging.
Yep. And she's such a sweet girl.
She is such a sweet girl. And that girl, she is the hardest working human.
Yep.
Not even girl, not even child. Human.
Yeah.
That I know. Their work ethic in that child is ridiculous. But yeah, I just love all her songs because they're just like,
mm-hmm.
they're just uplifting. Mm-hmm. She's just a good role model. That's all it is. So I saw this thing. This girl got proposed to,
mm-hmm.
but she did not have a fresh manicure.
Oh.
When her boyfriend, now fiance, proposed.
Uh-huh.
But her cousin was there who did have a fresh manicure. So
no.
she posed.
No.
She put her hand
no.
in the pictures with the engagement ring and acted like it was like her hand.
Her hand.
It was genius. Because my friend Rachel Wentling just got engaged. And I was like, how did she manage to have perfect nails? Like, because you yep. always have to post a picture like day of
yeah.
with your fresh manicure, like with your ring.
I think I'd put my fingers down or something.
You're going to do a fist. Look at my ring, guys.
Look
with
at
a
my
fist.
Ring.
No, yeah, but I was like, wow, that's really lucky that she had a fresh yeah. manicure for that. But this girl, I was like, that is so true. Like, because my fingernails are always disgusting because my fingernails are allergic to nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ever had to show off a ring, I guess I would have to do a weird
yeah,
fist.
look at like this. You do it like, oh, they can't
see. We're making really weird hand gestures at the moment. But anyway, yeah, so this girl got engaged and I just thought it was really funny. And they showed that the cousin was posing as her hand.
Oh, okay.
So it just made the engagement way more,
yeah,
way better. You know what she's going to need? We're going to segue into a sponsor.
Yes, we love sponsors.
Sponsor. So this girl's going to need some wedding planning
yes.
help. And that's where, you know where she should go?
Tell me, Rachel, where should she go?
Zola. Z-O-L-A. Zola. It is a wedding company that's reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience.
Fantastic.
So Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with a free wedding website. They're helping you create your dream wedding registry and easy-to-use planning tools. So it's all the stuff in one spot.
Makes it easier.
Yeah, so two of my best friends are getting married.
Mm-hmm.
My other one is already in the planning process. And she said these websites are like what people do now. Because
mm-hmm.
they have great things like checklists that like help you figure out, like they help you plan. They give you a website and your registry all in one spot. So it's actually like this is what you do now, guys.
Yeah.
This is an industry is being reinvented.
This is it.
So you start with Zola, you start with a free wedding website. So it's beautiful. They have so many website designs and you can add like your own pictures. You can customize it with your stories and stuff. And you can put your Zola wedding registry on the site. So guests don't have to go to two separate places. It's all in one.
That's great.
Yeah. It makes it easy for the guests.
Yes, it does.
You know what the guests also like?
Tell me.
Free shipping with
yes.
the wedding registry. The easy returns and the price matching and so much more. You can also create honeymoon funds on it. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah,
don't give me a present. We got what we need. Give me money
yes.
so I can go on a good honeymoon. They you can also do funds for whatever you want, like a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, we have everything. We want a dog. Start
yes.
it off right. Start that wedding. Start that marriage off right. They also do gift cards on the registry. And what I thought was really cool was that if people don't buy you something on the registry, the next day it's 20% off for you. So you can, if like people were like, didn't get you that mix-aid that you wanted, you can go and buy it for 20% off.
That's fantastic.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So sign up now if you want a free wedding website. And you can also get $50 off your registry on Zola if you go to zola.com/allthingsinternet. zola.com/allthingsinternet. So that's $50 off your registry and free wedding website. It's cool.
I think that's great.
I think it just helps, you know, plan. Weddings are stressful.
They can be, yes.
They can be.
They should be fun.
Right.
But...
Sometimes, this way,
yeah.
it's taking the stress out and putting
yeah,
the fun in.
I think so.
Everyone likes being organized.
I think so.
And if you're bad at organizing, well, they're going to help you with it.
Yep. And it's great for the people that are going to the wedding.
Yes.
One stop shop there.
Yeah. It's very confusing for some guests. And you don't want to bug the person.
Mm-mm.
When I know, a dog's barking. They're into this as well. When I know someone's planning a wedding and I have a question about the wedding, I really don't want to bug them for answers.
Right.
They also have a place where you can put like the Q&A part in your website.
That's
be
fantastic.
Like, you could ask.
Are kids invited?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, can I have a plus one?
Yeah.
No. And you're eating chicken. So that's that. Okay. So on to more news. Apparently, Pete Davidson, you know he was dating Ariana Grande. He wrote an SNL skit about Ariana, and it got canceled.
Did it now?
Once people realized what was going on, it definitely got canceled. And then Ari, a half hour before SNL went live, dropped a new song called Thank You Next.
Yep.
And it's about...
I read it as Thank You Next.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. Thank You Next. but it was a half hour before SNL went live. She dropped this song. This girl, like, and it. This song is clearly very written very recently because she talks about Malcolm, how he passed. And, like, so she like... I think this was like a one day recording. She was just like, nope. And it's a song about her exes and how she's learned something for each one.
Yeah.
And she shades the negative ones. Mm-hmm. And it's a very empowering song. Now she says, like, the next relationship's going to last forever because it's with herself. So I liked it. I thought it was empowering. And it's a bop. Like, girl busted on a bop real quick.
Yep.
So I loved it. But then during SNL, they didn't do the skit. Mm-hmm. But Pete Davidson did say on the... what's the Weekend Update thing?
Yeah.
He said they did break up. It's no one's business why Ari's a strong woman. Mm-hmm. And he said only positive things. And it was just like, stop asking about it. We're not going to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
And then he told people to vote. So at least he used the spotlight for a positive thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Netflix.
I do know Netflix.
Everything from that Netflix original is on Netflix.
Yes.
But now, apparently, they're going to start airing. They're going to... not airing, what is it called? They're going to put three of their Netflix original movies in theaters.
What?
For like a month before they put it on Netflix.
Oh.
That's like the opposite of Netflix?
It is.
Like, they destroyed Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. And they're hurting ticket sales because people rather just watch it in their freaking living rooms. But apparently, like, this new rule came out. They were like, okay, we're going to throw three movies into theaters. And for just a couple weeks before we release it on the site. I mean, you know, but the thing is, I've never really liked Netflix original movies. I like their original shows. Mm-hmm. Haters Back Off.
Haters Back Off. Season one and two.
I've only seen a few of their original movies, and I haven't really liked them that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they will get more, like, viewers if they're in theaters. But, like, they're just doing the opposite.
But if you know it's going to be on Netflix, then why would you spend...
But I guess some people don't have Netflix.
Oh, that's true.
And there are some people do like going to the theater and wasting a bunch of money.
Well, to them, it's not a waste. They like the big movie, the big screened, you know, experience.
Yeah.
I don't happen to be one of those, but...
No. Our family, Dad and Trent
love
going to the movies.
They would go every night if there were enough movies to see every night.
Yes. But the rest of us, we don't want it.
I want to pause and go to the bathroom. Or
I want to do my own thing, man.
Pause and answer the door or a text or something.
Changed into my pajamas.
Oh, please.
Sometimes
pop
I start
some
movies.
Popcorn that I made.
Yeah, that doesn't cost you 16 bucks a tub.
Yeah.
I just think that they're going backwards.
I don't think we're going to get any movie theater sponsorships, Rachel.
No, and I don't want one because I only talk about the brands
the
that I actually
that
think are
like.
Good.
Yeah.
And I don't think movies are cool.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
going to the movie theater, I don't know. But I feel like, I told this to Matt the other day, I feel like the Blockbuster's going to make a comeback.
Redbox, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Because I just feel like we went so far forwards that we're going to end up going backwards a little bit before we go forwards again. Like, I think phones are going to start getting smaller again.
Ugh. I wish people would start talking on the phone again.
I talk on the phone.
I think it's like that used to be our only form of communication. People was the phone. We spent years and years and years getting the phone. Words are hard again. My thoughts are hard
difficult.
Now. No, and now it seems like when you call, it's just brief, short.
JoJo never calls. She always FaceTimes.
But see, now to me, it's like, I'm still in bed. Or, I'm on the toilet. Or,
There have been times where, like, I'll FaceTime you back in a second. I was not wearing clothes.
Right?
You can't always FaceTime. But, I mean, I like phone calls with people I'm super close with.
Yes.
Like, you, Colleen, and Kelly Six, I think I could talk on the phone for hours with and not care.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a new person. It's like there's that awkward lull every once in a while and you don't know what to do with it. That's why text is just so much easier, because that lull, you don't know if the person's seen the text or not.
Now, see, I prefer the phone call, because then I, well, no, it depends. It depends.
If someone asks you a question that you don't want to answer, you'd rather it be in text.
Yes, so you but there formulate. Are things that I want to talk about, especially with my kids. I'd rather a phone call.
You'd
too.
Rather a phone call for everything.
I want phone
with
calls
me.
And texts. I want them both. I want it all. I want you in person.
Can you I'm just right
back?
Here.
Can you just
I'm literally
move
in front
back
of you.
Home?
No.
Everybody just
we
move
wouldn't
back home.
Get to. We wouldn't be friends if I moved
I
back
know.
Home. We're friends I know. Because we live far apart.
This is true.
All right. So I went on the Twitters podcast ATI. Which I finally put on my computer. I was only using the podcast ATI Twitter on my phone, and it was becoming annoying. And so I forgot the password to it. So I had to create a new password, but I also have to figure out which email it was connected to. So I went through all of this just so I could have podcast ATI Twitter on my computer. And I'm very proud of myself.
Yay.
I went through it all.
Good job.
But I asked people what their best and worst Christmas presents they'd ever gotten were.
Oh gosh.
They're best, and I there were some, you know, there's obviously some great ones, but I was utterly shocked at how ungrateful some of you are for some of your presents.
Really?
So Luidia says
to be grateful for every present.
Exactly.
Great or small.
She said the best was a laptop. I would agree. That's a really fantastic present. And she said the worst is a toothbrush and toothpaste from the dentist.
Hello.
Excuse me.
You got toothpaste and a toothbrush in stockings every year from Santa.
I love it.
Yes.
I absolutely
and
love it.
And dental floss.
I love that dental floss. You give me that mint waxed floss.
Santa.
That Reach green one.
Santa.
Santa. But listen, guess what I got from my dentist last year?
Nothing.
So be thankful your dentist gave. I'm moving back and forth. If you could see
she
me right
has
now,
attitude.
I have all the attitude.
She has got some sass
you
right now.
If that's the worst present you've ever gotten, you are a very blessed
you
human being.
You are very blessed.
Shay says worst was socks. Excuse
hello,
me, Shay.
Who doesn't like a good sock?
Socks are the best. Just... Okay, listen. I love getting socks.
Yes.
They keep your feet warm.
They do.
And, you know,
and clean.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's as a kid, I hated those presents too. But as an adult, I love them.
Yeah.
I love getting practical things.
Well,
so...
we would get you very practical things.
And then she said the best was a computer, but she had to share it with her siblings. Okay.
We had one computer for the entire family.
Yeah, I grew up with one senior computer with dial-up.
And
all we
mail.
Played on it was this, like, bunny game. And then paint.
Those were the days.
R.I.P. paint. But, okay, so don't get mad about the computer. And then,
okay, but you did ask them to tell you.
I know, I did. And then Eden says, a singular sock.
What?
One okay, sock? That's a pretty bad one. I'm going to give her this.
What if you got socks you had to share with your sister?
Okay, that one would be bad. So this one I think is an appropriate worst.
Yeah. One sock?
One singular
one
sock.
Sock.
What are you supposed to do with that? Make a sock puppet? But they didn't even give you the supplies for that.
That's a good idea,
what
though?
If you don't have the money for the supplies? So you just have a singular
if
sock.
If you have a marker and a sock, you can make a sock puppet.
All right. No, I guess I think this whole thing is just us telling you guys to be grateful for
yeah.
Christmas presents and to be creative if you get a bad one. Myra, okay. This one was pretty bad. Her worst was her grandmother's underwear.
Why?
Her grandmother's old underwear was the worst. But the best was her husband telling her that he loved her when they were dating. That's a cute
aww.
One. So, okay, these worst ones, these last two, those are pretty bad. Those that can categorize as the worst. And then I wrote down your name was Turkey. I don't know if I was asleep when I wrote that or that's your actual name. Or maybe Tucker. I think it's probably Tucker. I was writing this down very late. He said the best was a MacBook and the worst were cotton balls. And I was about to get mad at him and be like, cotton balls are so useful for... No, usually only...
Cotton balls.
Stereotypical girl-related things, such as removing your nail polish.
Yeah, but I use those already done pads that
oh,
have
yeah,
the
yeah.
fingernail polish
see, I feel
remover
like cotton
on
balls
them.
Cotton balls are a pretty bad gift because there's not much you can do with cotton balls that much anymore.
But, you know, I need some because there was this
what do you
advent,
need them for?
An advent calendar you made that had cotton balls on it and they fell off, so now
Mom,
I need to go buy some.
You can throw away that advent
no
calendar
way.
I made 10 years ago
no,
out of
no
a grocery
way.
Bag.
And I love it.
I'm going to post a picture of this advent calendar that I made 10 years ago. I feel like it was 10 years ago.
Well, some of the cotton balls are missing.
It's busted, Mom.
I love it.
Anyway, so I'm going to say cotton balls. That's a pretty bad gift.
Cotton balls.
It's a pretty bad one.
Well, they were useful back in the day, I guess.
Yeah, but we've progressed.
We have progressed.
Yeah, just like we've progressed past
block. Words are hard today.
Sound like a chicken.
Ooh, I like that. Chicken.
Oh, God. Okay, and then Anna says the best was an American Girl doll. The worst was a Barbie coloring book from her grandma when she was 13. Listen.
Hey, I still like to color.
Anna, a coloring book is a coloring book.
Yeah.
You should color at all ages. And your grandma just, she tried.
She did.
Guess what I got from my grandma last year? Nothing. I don't think your mom has ever given me a Christmas present.
Yes, she did. See, yes, she did. She did?
Your mom?
Yes.
Gave me a,
this
she's
is one of your favorite toys.
My mom, okay, they can't see it. She got
I'm
me this toy.
You
still own it because it was such a rarity that she got me a present.
It was so
How old
cute.
Was I? One?
I think you weren't even a year yet.
Okay.
But it's been your favorite and now it's my grandkids' favorite. So we're holding on to that.
Well, so clearly she was a good gift giver. She just stopped giving gifts.
Feel free to come over on Christmas and play with it.
I will thank you, Mom. But you know, your grandma, she's just trying.
Yeah.
When we're 13, I think we're ungrateful when we're 13.
I think so.
I think if someone gave me a Barbie coloring book now, I'd be like, great, someone passed me some crayons.
Exactly.
And then Sawana said a secondhand mattress.
Well, better than sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, but
as long as there's no bed bugs,
gross.
Then you just get a double mattress cover.
I will say I remember your mom getting Colleen underwear from a garage sale once.
Uh-huh. We've had underwear from a garage sale before. Yeah,
that one was.
But she bleached them. She washed them really well.
You're trying so hard to be positive.
Of course, she was thinking of someone else.
That's true.
It was a necessity.
She was. That's
my grandmother. My dad's mom used to give us underwear for our birthdays because it was a necessity.
Yeah. I get underwear for Christmas and I like underwear for Christmas.
I think
so
it's really sweet.
The thing is, when you get older, you like the necessities.
Yeah.
And
you do.
People, when they give you a gift, it's because they're thinking of you.
Yes.
That's why people give.
We've gotten you toilet paper before.
Yeah. I ask for toilet paper and paper towels and tampons. I ask for all the necessities.
Yeah.
I need those.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid, you go, you're supposed to buy me this stuff anyway.
I think it's the in between. Yeah. But when money's tight.
Yeah.
We bought you paper, a ream of paper.
I wanted that.
Yeah. You all
you
got
me a printer and paper for one year.
Yeah.
I loved that.
And it's expensive.
Yeah, it is. Paper is expensive.
And ink for that printer?
Oh, God.
So there's your gift.
I hate buying ink.
Yeah.
I feel like, what?
Yeah.
She just got shocked.
Because I have a cartridge left over from like a 74. It says 74 on it, but it doesn't fit our printer.
I don't think it fits mine.
Anybody need a 74 ink cartridge?
Oh, my God. So if you're struggling this year figuring out what to get someone, why don't you get them some perfume? Maybe you can go over to scentbird.com, who is a sponsor. Hey, sponsor. So Scentbird is a luxury perfume subscription service. I went a little overboard and got five of them. I got Pink Sugar, which is, okay, a while ago I got Matt one.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, that is her favorite. A while ago I got Matt this one called Blue Sugar that smelled delicious and he ran out of it. But I saw this and it's the girl version. I was like, I wonder if it smells just as good. It does.
It does.
I also got a light blue, Viva La Juicy, Happy, and Cocoa Woods all smell delicious. Mm-hmm. And I was going to give my mom the ones that I didn't like, but I liked all of them. So we're just going to have to fight over whatever one she wants. She really wants the pink sugar one.
It's
good. It does smell good.
It does smell
good. It is absolutely delicious. But Scentbird. Okay. Scent as in Scentbird. Scentbird. So you get a new perfume every month.
That's cool.
It's subscription-based. And they come in these little bottles. Hold on, I'm going to grab one.
They're
this
right
is,
here.
This is what was on my mom's
so
thing earlier.
Cool.
They don't come in the big, clunky glass bottles or whatever. They come in these cute little, like, tubes that you twist up and down. So you can throw them in your purse.
Like a lipstick type thing.
Yeah, they're a little bit, they're bigger than a lipstick, but It's really cool. They come in these tiny little things, and there's 120 sprays in each bottle. So however long that would last you, that would last me about a month and a half because I do two sprays, walk into it, and I'm done. Mm-hmm. But you can take it with you because sometimes I get ready at a place and I want to put the perfume on yet, or I need to refresh throughout the day.
Yes.
Because I can't take half of my perfumes with me anywhere.
No, you can't.
And also, I have a bunch of like big bottles of perfume that I've had for years because it's impossible to get through them all, and I get over the scent. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose of Scentbird, is that you can change your scent every month, or you can just keep getting the same one. Right. That's up to you. You choose. But you're not paying for the huge, bulky bottles. So you're not paying as much as you would. And it's free shipping. And they have over 450 designer brands. And you just choose one every month. Mm-hmm. You get it. You use it. You like it. Great. You can get more if you want. Or you can change your scent and have a different scent. Like, come on. And I was cruising through their website. And I liked how they categorized it. Because you're like, picking a perfume on the internet, you're like, you don't get to smell them. But the way they've categorized it, is like they have it for occasions.
That's
so
nice.
You could have it for, they have it like, this one's a better for vacation or better for workout or just everyday use around the office. It's date night. And so they have different things. They have different seasons. They have different styles. Like this one's a clean one.
Yes.
This one's sexy. This one's mysterious. And they have scent types like woody, fruity, citrusy. And so they have such descriptive words that it's easy to understand what the scent will be before you even give it. Because I hadn't smelled any of these. And I just went with off the descriptions of them, and I really liked them. And my mom is still smelling the pink. She's spraying it. Oh, my God, she's spraying the pink sugar. I'm like, don't take my pink sugar.
It smells so good.
When you go to a department store, you're overwhelmed by how many perfumes. And by the time you get to the 10th one, you have a headache.
Yeah. And these don't smell heavy.
Well, no, because I picked the light ones. Yeah, like picked ones that were lighter because you and I don't like a heavy, like
no.
overpowering one. Some people do, but I picked the ones like because the descriptions were so complete. Like they were just, this one's a light, freeing, blah 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 one. And I was like, those are the kind I like.
Like a spring day,
you know? Yeah. And but I love that the descriptions were so easy that, and I didn't have to go and smell and get a bunch of headaches from smelling a perfume.
Yeah.
And that's why I love Scentbird. So go to scentbird.com if you want to try it out, or give it as a gift for the holidays.
Ooh, good gift.
I think that'd be great. Or have someone get it for you. Uh-huh. Put it on your Christmas list. It's scentbird.com/allthingsinternet, or use the code allthingsinternet for 50% off your first month. Sign in and smell amazing. That's it, guys. Scentbird.com. Scent. Bird. Like the like a tweet. .com/allthingsinternet. The name of the show. Get 50% off your first month. So that, oh, man, that just smells
I
so
wish
good.
You
she
could,
just sprayed
I
it. It smells so good.
You could all smell me right now.
I'm going to give. Okay. I'm
so good.
Pink sugar.
Pink sugar.
It's actually, it's my favorite perfume, I think.
Yeah.
And Matt, he had the male counterpart blue sugar, but he doesn't anymore because he used it all because I liked it so much. And this is the God, they smell so good. All right. Sorry. On to a game.
Ooh, game time.
So we're going to do define that word, but it's phrase style. I only have two of them.
Okay.
Like a sentence. It's okay. So this sentence is going around. You need to tell me what it means.
Okay.
Weird flex, but okay.
Weird flex?
Yeah.
Like flexing a muscle?
Weird flex, but okay.
Weird flex, but okay. Maybe a movement that was a little weird, like your thumbs up, you got it, dude, or something, and it's weird, but fun? No? You do you?
No. It's
you do you. It's a different way of saying you do
you. Yeah, it's when someone brags.
Oh, they're flexing. Okay.
Yeah, they're like, work so hard that you can own a giraffe. Weird flex, but okay. That's what it means. It's like someone's bragging or like doing something great that's a little weird. Okay. You're like, that's weird, but you do you. Yeah, that's what it is.
Got it.
Weird flex, but okay. All right, and the last one.
Okay.
Because I only had two today. Is this is it, Chief?
I'm done. I'm out. No. This is it, Chief. No?
I
was sure.
The key one here is Chief.
Chief.
Okay, so this is it, Chief, or this isn't it, Chief.
It's like, good job, Scooter. Or
Scooter!
That's for my day.
This one took me a while to figure out. It's just saying, like, yes or no. Like, just putting Chief at the end of it is just like saying, like, nah, dude. This is it, dude.
So
like,
it's this just you're chief. Calling somebody a name.
Yeah, you're just calling someone Chief.
Okay.
What is my dog barking at? He's been barking. I was trying to do brand deals and he's barking through
those. But they didn't bark until we did the brand deal. So they just wanted to get in on the brand
Maybe
deal.
Maybe he wants to smell the perfumes.
He's gonna in a minute.
He's gonna in a minute. I put, oh my God, dog, shut up. I love you, but stop.
Somebody's walking by the house.
Okay. So. I put anti-itch relief stuff on my leg, and he smelled it and was sneezing for like 10 minutes straight. Really? And I was like, oh, you're not allowed near that. So if you hear someone say, this ain't it, chief, they're just saying that. This ain't it, chief. Just this being like, that's chief. Okay. This isn't
all right. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, I blew it. I was going to say something and not use your name, but use the word chief. Fail.
Well, you tried, Mom. You tried.
Oh, well.
All right. Let's move on to questions. Maddie says, what is something that you want for Christmas?
To be with my family.
Something you can wrap and put a bow on.
You can all get wrapped up and put a bow on your heads.
I'm just going to walk in on Christmas Day wrapped up.
Things I want? Gosh.
What's something you want for Christmas?
I really just want to be with my
I already
family.
Know what you want. I do investigative journalism a few months before December to find out what people want.
You're very good at that.
Because by the time, because Matt gets mad at this too, is by the time Christmas rolls around, you're too pressured to think of something you want that you can't remember what you want. And so he is like, it's impressive. No, no. So I get people to tell me what they want before the pressure sets in.
Gotcha.
So I already know what you want.
I know because I asked you if I could borrow. Is it the Roomba you're thinking of? No.
There are multiple other things you've told me you want.
No, I was thinking of those vacuumy things that automatically, since the dog's in all the time and there's dog hair everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's why I wanted to borrow one to see if
I did not bring it.
Worth.
I forgot.
Saying, hey, everybody chip in. Because I wouldn't put that on one person.
Yeah. Colleen bought me one last year.
Yes.
I love it.
Fantastic.
What do you
want?
Well, I'm going to buy myself.
I'm investigating right now. Don't say what you're going to buy yourself.
I'm buying myself this. I know what I'm getting you. What are you getting me, Mom?
Socks and a toothbrush.
And give me a bamboo toothbrush.
Bamboo.
It's better for the environment. That's what I use right now.
All right.
So, see, if you want, a lot of people said like they got clothes that didn't fit them or whatever. Tell the people your size. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying like my worst Christmas present was clothes that didn't fit me or something. I tell people my size. When I my family does Christmas lists for this fact.
Oh, like, and yours are the best. They are hilarious.
Humorous.
They are so
I feel bad
funny.
Asking people for things. But, like, we always start off with, like, you don't have to get me anything. And we all put little, like, cheap items and a bigger expensive items.
Yeah.
Just so.
And not in a million years items.
Yeah. And just so it fits everyone's price range. Right. If you want, you don't have to. But this is a list. But I put my shoe size, my pant size, my shirt size, my head size. Like, I put all my sizes on.
Yes, you do.
Just so that's there.
Yeah.
So you know what size I am. Because the worst is having to ask someone their size. Yeah.
And you know, you don't have to go off the list either. I mean, if you've got your own thing planned for that person that's special, go do that. Do that.
But you never give me a list.
You never asked for one.
That is the biggest bold-faced lie I've ever heard in my life.
Come on, Chief. Did I do this right?
No.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
It's not just calling someone chief.
Rats.
Oh, you're the worst. Anyway, let's move on. Casey says, what do you think is the most pointless gift, i.e. flowers? Like, people sometimes think giving someone flowers is a bad gift because it dies, like, in a couple days. What do you think is the most pointless gift?
Probably one you have to spend a lot more money on to use.
Yeah.
When you don't have a lot of money.
Well, it's not pointless. It's
not
rude.
Pointless. Well, no gift is rude.
Yeah. I mean, gift is rude. I guess a gift, it depends on if you think that a gift is, like, how you look at a gift. I look at a gift as an act of love.
Exactly.
And I don't look at it like, oh, you got me flowers. How pointless.
Yeah.
I mean, I think flowers are stupid because they do die in a few days. But I understand getting people flowers and giving flowers. Because, like, giving you flowers makes you so happy.
I love flowers.
So it's because they're beautiful and it's someone thought of you.
Right.
So you love them.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if there's, like, a pointless gift.
No.
Because food, you get to eat it.
Mm-hmm. And that's gone.
Yeah. But that's delicious.
But it's good when you're eating it.
Yeah. Matt and I don't give each other flowers. We give each other food.
Yes.
A rule
your love language food
that's not a love language that's not a love language okay gift giving acts of service those are love languages
yes I know okay. I was just being funny
okay sorry I ruined the joke
they got it
Sam says how annoying is daylight savings the
Ugh,
most
we've
annoying
talked about that yes
it's the worst
yes
oh, bleh. It's going to get so dark so early.
But this is what it would be if they changed the law. Right now is the times.
No, it wouldn't.
Wait, really?
It would be, so it's lighter later.
Really?
They've proven that this is the worst, what we're in right now is the worst.
It's horrible, because it,
Because
it's dark at 5 o'clock.
No, it said on the prop, like, get rid of daylight savings so it would stay lighter longer.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So we would be the same as Arizona.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes. Arizona. You got us on that. You're better than us on that.
Yes. And you have the Grand Canyon.
Right. Good job doing that. Ashley asks, what's your favorite activity to do during the holidays? Mine is when the family gets together and we have a white elephant.
That is fun.
I love our white elephants. Because we do it. I don't care if you're a kid, I'm stealing from you. Because I white elephants are great, but when usually when there's kids involved, it's like, oh, you can't take that from the kid.
Yeah, you can.
No, that's the rules, man. You take that from that kid, and they're going to learn. And guess what? They're going to steal it from you.
Well, and then dad usually steals it back and gives it to the kid.
My dad always ends up with, like, a rock that Parker brought. But I love, because we all, like, there are some terrible gifts and there's some really good ones. So you just never know. Mm-hmm. I love our family's white elephants. It's fun. They're a lot of fun. So
I like that when we used to sit around and play, it wasn't Pictionary. It was
Pictaphone.
Those were fun. I like those.
It's only,
I just like group activities that the whole family's together.
Yeah. That's what we do a lot of that.
Fun kind of thing. Yeah.
I'm still smelling that pink sugar and I'm all about it.
I'm smelling it and I'm like, I like this. I really like this.
Tilly asks, when is Gwen's vlog coming out?
That's up to Rachel.
She was trying to vlog.
Okay, I kind of messed up.
She didn't mess up. The batteries were being funky, and then the cameras were on the wrong setting. And that's my bad. I didn't double check her settings before.
Well, I was trying to show you guys the crows that I feed.
And it was overexposed.
It was just so white.
Yes.
And that you couldn't see.
So I fixed the settings. So we do have footage, but you can't see her in about half of it. So I think she's going to start over again with the camera in the correct setting.
Yes.
So I'm thinking maybe Wednesday or Friday we'll have a vlog.
Yes.
A mommy vlog for you guys.
Yeah.
Rachel. I'm sorry. I'm very burpy. I don't know why I haven't had any carbonation today.
No, you're just drinking my tea. That's it.
So, yeah. Go over to my vlog channel. I think it's Miss R. Baller. Is that I don't know the name of anything. Just type in Rachel Bounder Vlogs on YouTube and you'll find me.
Yeah.
Zane asks, has Gwen decorated for Christmas yet?
Yes.
Yes. Are you done?
Yes. No. I have one more. I have to get out my precious moments nativity scene and put it on the entryway little shelf thing.
Okay. All right. I've vlogged some of the house today, so you'll see that. It's subtle, but it's there.
It's there.
Yeah.
No one's going to be celebrating a lot of Christmassy things here, right?
Yeah, we're going to be in LA a lot of Christmas.
Someone will be here, but we'll...
The celebration. Yeah. I got you. The big parties aren't happening here.
Family's growing and
changing,
and
people are pregnant.
I'm trying to adapt, and
So,
no bulbs from the ceiling. Although I would like to put them back up and
shoot them. There is a chicken on the ceiling still. How is that's just gonna get like heated there?
Probably
when the heater starts kicking on.
We shot another one up the other day.
It came down. There's no other chicken.
No, we pulled it down. I had Dad pull it down.
Why do you guys have like, so many chickens on your ceiling?
Chicken is funnier than two.
Really? I think the singular is funnier.
That's what I said. Did I say that?
Or
did
I say don't know. I probably wasn't listening to you.
Because you're watching the football game.
I glanced at the football game.
Rachel.
I'm sorry. Meg asks, when are you posting your next bucket list video? So I finally figured out which one I want to do next. And it's with Dad, not you.
That's fine.
And I'm not going to say what it is because my dad listens to this podcast. He says he does. He should. I know Andrew does. Shout out to my cousin Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Every time I post anything, Andrew's one of those family members that you never expect to support, but he always supports.
Well, he does.
And he always texts me or comments about something.
Aww.
He's like, well, actually. I'm like, Andrew, I don't. Dad always tries to come up with things for me to talk about on the podcast.
Does
like,
he?
2 weeks ago, he saw that picture of Justin Bieber eating a burrito wrong. And he was like, talk about this. And I was like, I don't even know. What would I even say? This is a weird picture. And then we found out that it wasn't Justin Bieber. It was some guys that does stuff. I don't know. They posted it to trick people.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone believed it. I believed it. I just didn't talk about it because I just didn't know what in the world to say. Someone ate a burrito wrong.
Is it wrong?
Top hitting news.
You can eat a burrito however you want.
Mom, it's wrong.
You can eat the messy way. Or the not messy way.
Just the wrong way. Matt won't go back to Chipotle because they made his burrito wrong. They put all... Okay.
You make the burrito wrong.
Exactly. Because go through Chipotle, they have the tortilla, and they put things in a line. So mm-hmm. it's all going the same line. All the lines are next to each other of all the foods, the beans, the rice. They're all like just piled up. So it dispersed the same throughout the burrito.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Then they got to the guacamole, which is the last step. Mm-hmm. And he put all the guacamole on one side of the burrito.
Oh, whoops.
And I went, and Matt looked at me, and Matt, little sweetheart, has extreme social anxiety and he doesn't tell people like, hey, could mm-hmm. like he won't speak up ever. And so he looked at me like frantic, and I went, excuse me, can you spread out the guacamole so it's not just at the top or the bottom of the burrito, that's throughout the burrito? Mm-hmm. And the guy looked at me like he had no idea what I was talking about. Oh, and I was like, the guacamole is only on one side of the burrito. Can you make it throughout? And so he like pushed the burrito around and then continued to wrap it. So the guacamole was all on the bottom of Matt's burrito. Oh. And if you go to Chipotle, you want the guac throughout. If you love guacamole, you want that guac throughout. Yeah. So he ate the whole burrito, and then at the bottom half, it was literally just like a bowl of guacamole. And he was like, we're never coming back to Chipotle. Because how do you make a burrito wrong?
I guess that's how.
And how do you not understand that, like, that's not how you make a burrito? It's very depressing. It's so sad.
Maybe Burrito Man had a bad day.
It was, and he was slow, too. He was very slow in making. It was like he just... I just don't think he knew how to make burritos.
Yeah.
If you work in an assembly line style restaurant, you got to work quick. And you got to know how to make a burrito at Chipotle. So that's all the questions and topics we have for today.
Okay.
Thanks Zola and Scentbird again for sponsoring us. 50% off.
And I'm stealing it.
$50 off.
I'm stealing yours, Rachel.
You can steal. That's cool.
I'm smelling good.
I'll order a new one for next month. What's up?
What's up?
Anything to add, Mom?
No.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Colleen. It's her birthday month, so it's her birthday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Veterans Day. That's today, isn't it?
No, it's next week.
Next week.
Yes, next week. Because I got a flyer on my door for Veterans Barbecue. I was like, what is happening? Nice. I don't even know where it was. All right. We love you guys so much. Thanks for tuning in. You want to take us out, Mom?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there. This is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.